Hi, this is Sugandhi Iyer for the Good Fortune Show. Welcome back. There is evidence of good fortune happening all the time. There is evidence. There are things that happen in synchronicity, one after the other. And you will know that you've gotten into good energy by tuning into these synchronicities. Is that even the right word? So, something like signs. Oh, I saw a sign. You know how they talk about four leaf clover and things like that. And so, when you start to see a chain of things happening, what you should do is, what anyone should do is tune into or start to focus. Let's use the word focus for now. Focus on focusing on these things, signs. So you have to focus on focusing on these signs. It could be one sign, and then another, almost like a treasure hunt, where one thing leads you to another, leads you to another. Not that this one sign is going to lead you to a clue or anything, but basically, we spoke about the stream. We spoke about a stream, and in that stream, good news is coming down. It's coming downstream towards us. So whatever that stream contains is the wavelength of energy that one is attracting. That stream should contain similar items because the water particles of a particular stream are identical or similar. Excuse me, I'm not very much into science as such. I'm not into it, but I'm not as educated as some other people. So if I make some mistakes, do forgive me. I'm just trying to use this as an example to make a point. So water particles in a certain area of stream, a certain given area, it could change in different areas, should be the same. And so if you're getting a stream of energy, it should be the same. So as you attract one sign, many such signs should come to you. And then you know that you're flowing or you're attracting good fortune energy. When we flow energy, we're projecting outwards, so our energy is reaching out into space and we're attracting back. So then it becomes so good when we're flowing and then attracting, flowing and attracting. And we are the people who are projecting. Now, the first sign of good fortune should or may come, may, let me use the word, may come from the universe. So maybe the universe is being nice to us and sending us some, goodwill, good fortune. It's like, let's be nice. Let's be nice to Tom here, fictitious Tom. Let's be nice to Jane here, fictitious Jane. No person is meant by me using these names. So the universe might think, okay, you know what? Let's just be nice and gracious to these people and send us like a, here's something for you. Here's a sign of good fortune. So maybe the universe extends the first hand, extends its hand first. And then we can hold it and shake it and then give back flow, good fortune towards it. And then it replies. It sends us more, and then we send it back, and then it sends us more. Or it could be that the universe is stuck. There's so many blocks going on all around, and we are the ones who need to take first action and start to project good fortune energy towards the universe, break its blocks, the blocks, the energy blocks that have been created by past karma. And then the universe, through whatever holes that we make in this, what is the word to be used, in the fabric, space fabric, whatever hole that we make, that the universe starts to send us good fortune back. So it can start, this wave of good fortune or the flow of good fortune can start either from us or from the universe. But then we need to continue it. Don't you agree with that? We need to continue to put out good fortune energy. And when you think of the gods and goddesses, and we had a fantastic person last time, Brit. She's the CEO of ShirleyMaclaine.com. Brit Elders. And we had her last week as a guest on our show for the Joyful Manifestation show. And wow, haven't we all watched Shirley MacLaine at some point? Maybe there are some countries where they don't know who Shirley MacLaine is, but most people should know. I mean, I grew up in India and we had Shirley MacLaine. We knew who she was. Anybody who watched English movies would know who Shirley MacLaine is. And Britt was telling us about some UFO investigations that she did, and she came up with the answer that yes, they exist. Because I'm not speaking for her. This is what I assumed from the conversation. And she's an author. And she's been doing this for years, investigating UFO sightings and other materials. So if you think of Miss Elders of Brit, she is in the stream. She is attracting the energy stream of UFOs and other such related topics. She's in that energy stream. She's flowing it, she's receiving it. Now, whether she flowed it first or received it first, but she's kept it going. So it's up to us, all of us, to keep the flow going. You know, when good fortune extends its hand to us, in whatever manner, we need to accept it. Though I'm hoping that the people listening here, many of us are evolved, okay, I'm not talking about myself, but many of you are evolved. And hopefully nobody's, you know, if a mafia person extends a hand, nobody's like holding it and saying, yeah, I'm going to create this flow with you, mafia person. So we want to know who we're holding hands with and who we're, you know, creating this flow with. And just think about it. If we use this continuity of flow from our side to the universe and then back. And so whether the universe sends us the first sign first, the first stream of energy, I think of an alien contacting us, right? The first contact. It could be some kind of a beeping. It could be some kind of a sign. We don't know what. We need to ask Brit Elders that. She's more educated in that. But just like that, the universe might extend a hand or give us a sign, something. Hey, you know what? This waits for you. This is waiting for you. And we just need to continue the flow. We need to do this. No point not following up the signs that we get not following up on or whatever the signs that we get, and then wondering what happened. It disappeared. It disappeared because, okay, let's see, the goddess of good fortune extends a hand. Hi. Hi, fictitious chain. I'm here. And she sends a sign through whatever method she has. And then fictitious Jane is so, she's so unfocused, really. Or she's focused on the wrong things. And she does not respond and continue the flow. Now, maybe the goddess of good fortune will, she might persist a little bit more, correct? Wake up, fictitious Jane. I am tapping on your head, literally, asking you to wake up and see what awaits you. Fictitious Jane is still, she's still in her la-la land, focusing on, and I'm not saying la-la land in a good way, but focusing on all kinds of things. Maybe a jilted lover. Oh, a lover who jilted her. Maybe somebody threw her out of a job. Maybe some other issues, correct? And she is so focused on all of these things, which I would categorize as not good fortune, that she misses, and misses as in she does not, or she's not aware of, goddess of good fortune tapping on her head and saying, wake up, fictitious Jane, I have something for you. Now, who do we blame here? The goddess of good fortune or fictitious Jane, who's just so unaware that there could be people out there who want to help her. There could be gods out there who want to help her. The universe may want to help her. The universe may want to change her karma, but she's so lost. And all the negativity, that she decides that the negative drama is more worthy of her attention than the positive stuff. And so her ability to focus, shift her focus from the negative to the positive, is obviously weak and poor. She needs to up her skills and her ability to shift from the negative to the positive, like, in a second. She needs to have the ability to choose inside her mind what she prefers, the negative or the positive. She needs to focus on the goddess of good fortune and allow her to help her. Because the goddess of good fortune is waiting just to help. She's waiting just to shower her attention and affection and good. And let me tell you about something that just happened. Just happened maybe 10 minutes ago. So this is another house that we have, another home. And we come here sometimes. And it has a handheld shower lower down. And nobody really likes that. Or nobody prefers it. People prefer the shower that is flowing from the top. And so, for some reason, the shower, the higher level shower was not flowing properly. And the handheld shower was working really well. But I prefer the higher up shower. So I don't know what happened over a bit of time. The handheld shower stopped working. And the shower up, the higher level shower, started to very graciously throw out some drops of water. And I was thinking, oh, we need to get a plumber to maybe unplug whatever is blocking that shower. So this was happening. And today what happened? Maybe I was guided, okay? I don't know exactly how it happened. But I felt this urge to look at a statue of Buddha. You know Buddha, Gautam Buddha, Buddha. And I was looking at it. It was sitting there for some time. And I looked at it and what is it? What is it? And it's a fountain. So I'm like, oh my God, a water fountain. And I asked my mom, she said, yes, we bought this. And it's supposed to shower Buddha while he's sitting. So, I went and I got some water for it, this heavily salted water, and then there's good water. So, I ran the good water thingy filter system and I said, you know what, let's give him great drinking water to bathe in. I did all of that. I cleaned it out. I put that in. We started it and it started to shower Buddha, correct? Lord Buddha, Buddha. And then what happened? Went into the restroom, to the bathroom, sorry. And for some reason, second bath and all of that. I turned on, not we, I turned on the water tap for the shower. The shower started to come down full force, almost magically. Actually, it is magically. It was not doing that all this time, and then suddenly, and I was like, I have to call the plumber for this, and putting it on another, to-do list. And the shower started all by itself, full force. Wow, what does this mean? I started the shower for Buddha, and here this shower started to work. Wow. Is this some magical energy? What happened? It just started to work properly all by itself. And I was amazed at that. Now, maybe somebody else might think, oh, it's just a coincidence. That's for some other people who might just say it's a weird coincidence, correct? But for me, it was magic. Because the synchronicity is too much. Like, this was 2 minutes after we started the shower for Buddha. And as the shower fell on Buddha inside this little fountain thingy, when I went and tried that, for a shower, it just completely started to flow by itself. Now, if you're looking at good fortune energy or the joyful manifestation energy, which is what we deal in, correct here, that's the work we do, then I can say that in the stream of shower, and poor Buddha was sitting there all these weeks, in that little stone thing and no shower. The minute we turned it on for Buddha, it gets turned on for us. And maybe there was a stream of energy, and this is literally a stream of water. Like, this is a real stream of water that just coincidentally or synchronicity, whatever it is, it just started something, and we were in that stream. It's a particular stream. So in this way, now maybe I can see that in this particular instance, I started the flow because the flow happened from my hands. Like, it started from me and then it came back. And for people who believe in magic, who believe in Wonderland, who believe in miracles, who believe in fairies and angels and divinity and all of these amazing things, would have what they call a magical mind and would see it from the eyes of magic. And it's not just going to put it down to another plumbing thing just got resolved by itself, right? So we need a magical mind, magical eyes, magical mind, magical touch, and we all know of the Midas touch. Now we call it Midas, Midas, and some people call it Midas, and all kinds of permutations of that word, but the pronunciation of that word, but it's about that golden touch. And then there was this fairy tale character who spun gold out of straw. What was her name? So all of these things happen. All of these fairy tales. Do you think they just came up with fairy tales just by itself? No, because there's another or many several dimensions of beings, of amazing things that are happening in this amazing universe. And anybody who's in the joyful manifestation energy or who is in this good fortune energy is bound to see things with magical eyes and have magical things happen to them. And you can see a certain pattern of energy evolve. And I'm hoping that everybody here is practicing their conscious creation abilities and skills. Because we're all conscious creators and we're here to create for ourselves. And our choices actually go out and create the world around us. And I just wanted to tell you, there's this, and I just found out somebody wrote a new book called The Joyful, called Joyful Manifestation. I'm the author of Joyful Manifestation for many years. And they also created a joyful manifestation process, which they put in the book. There's a lot of negativity in that book. So basically, this, whatever it is that this new author, or she's probably an author of other books, but it is not the joyful manifestation process. It is available on Amazon and other places, probably. I did see that it came out this year, 2024, but it is not the joyful manifestation process as practiced by me. And so I just wanted you to be aware of it's all your choice, of course, but I do not, that is not the joyful manifestation process as created several years ago. So we're talking of really high vibrations and tuning your mind into really, really high vibrations so that you live in a magical world. So that you live in a magical world. And many magical things start to happen. You know, we've all read stories of Alice and how she went down the rabbit hole. And the whole magical world that she saw. And once you go down, and here I mean to go down the rabbit hole in a very nice way. Once you start your journey of magic, you have no idea where and what you're going to witness. You have no idea of the amount of magical things that just start to happen by itself, one after the other. And if you know the Pleiadians are there as discussed by Brit Elders last time, the last show, the Joyful Manifestation show. Well, if they're there and if there are other aliens, then wow, they could be observing us, right? So if they're observing us, then we, from our side, should be doing some wonderful things. Thinking wonderful things. Not participating in emotional toxic discussions, news, debates. Because what are we looking at? We're looking at evolving. So if what people who cite UFOs and people who write about it and investigate it and all of this, and let's put the gods to a side, like the Greek gods, Indian gods, we put them to a side. Irish, olden European gods. So let's keep them to a side and let's just talk about alien life and people who are probably more advanced, for sure. And they exist in other spaces, in space. And if they're really watching us, Then shouldn't we be evolving towards something that they would also like? Because how do we know? How do we know? And I'm just putting a thought out there, and trust me, I have no scientific evidence to back this up, but it's just a thought. If what some of the other life investigators, if what they say is true, and there are more advanced beings out there, if that is the case, again, I'm using an if, then isn't it up to us to also evolve so that they feel that we are worth saving, keeping, whatever it is? If Earth people are going to be wasting and kind of acting weird, how do we know there are, how do we know there are, aren't, sorry, how do we know that there aren't, ooh, other beings out there who are watching, observing, analyzing, and deciding whether they want to keep us or not? So this is just a thought that I'm throwing out there, that if there are more advanced beings out there, and they say more and more that there are, then we need to up our act here in or on this planet and show that we're worthy. But if everybody keeps going down, you know, this terrible news of war and destruction and poverty and all kinds of things that people like to talk about. And oh, is that what our planet is about? Our whole planet is about that? Why can't we just be more advanced consciously and better people and also more powerful, but in a magical, miraculous way where we improve our mind, mental abilities, mind over matter abilities. And just by having some few useful thoughts and doing some few useful actions, we can trigger a whole line of magic to happen for us. Wouldn't that be great? And then wouldn't we want to be aligned with rather than lower level beings who don't even deserve the sympathy and compassion of other powerful beings out there? And now I'm bringing in all the gods and goddesses and all of, remember all of this, even though I'm talking of gods and goddesses and aliens and all of the stuff, they all form part of the all, the one mind, the one God. And I'm just going to use the word all over here so that I'm not offending anybody. But the one mind, all of this comes from the one mind. It's a big play that's happening in the mind of the one mind. But still, in our little human forms, we're still thinking of it as real, correct? And we're trying to do our best over here. So if we all put our miracle minds forward and we get to this place where we're able to change matter with our mind, and think about how useful this is going to be for everybody in their lives. We know stories, we've heard stories of the poor man getting rich. We've heard stories of the rich man getting richer. We've heard stories of the billionaires who just become bigger billionaires. We've heard amazing stories, and how do they do it? They're triggering something that's working for them. They're triggering something that's working for them that attracts even better things for them, whether it's in money and the kind of lives that they lead, what they automatically attract. They're triggering something in space, and it comes back to them again and again and again in a flow. this continuous flow that they talk about. And as we get our minds to that place where we believe, and we can do an affirmation here, right? I believe that I can attract the kind of life that I would love to lead. I believe that I can attract the kind of life that I love to lead. I believe that I can attract the kind of life that I would love to lead. And then we take it a step further and we say, I believe that I am attracting the kind of life that I love to lead. I believe that I am attracting the kind of life that I would love to lead. So here we bring it into the present tense. We say, I am attracting it. The first time we say, I would love to attract it. The second time we are affirming that we are already attracting it and we are living it. And just imagine if each person here becomes so powerful in their minds that they are able to affirm into existence whatever they want. Whatever they want. They're able to affirm. And we are flexing our manifestation muscles here. And we're saying that we would love to have the kind of life we can imagine. And then we say we are already living that life in the present tense. We are already living it. It's not something in a weird unknown future, but it's something that's happening right now. And you can do it by affirming all the good things that you already have in your life. All the great things that you already have in your life that you are already experiencing. We can affirm that. And it's already true. It's already true. It's already here. It's in the here and now. And I want you to believe this. I want you to allow my belief system for you to transmit to you. And you become, and you allow for yourself all the amazingness that is waiting for you. So these gods that we started to talk about, they exist in the ancient texts of certain cultures around the world. And many of us know about the Greek gods. Many of us know about many Celtic gods. Many of us know about Indian gods. And now the Indian gods are still being worshipped here. And more gods are being added on to the list. Trust me. They add on more gods every day. It's like, you know, on the internet, people add more news, add more information. In India, we add more gods. And then we create a god, we give her a particular name, and then there's a temple created for that god and a priest who creates the worship rituals for that god. And then people start to come in, they pray to that god, they get whatever they want, and so it continues. And many gods exist from a long time ago. So while other countries gave up their gods, yes, they did. They gave it up. They gave them up. India still continues to worship all of its ancient gods and adds more gods to the list. It all comes from the one god, of course. Different versions, different images of the same. The other day, my mother and I, you know, because I spent time in India, of course, we went we just suddenly came across a temple of the goddess of the river that runs here. And there was no rain for some time, like a long time. We go, we see the goddess. In 2 or 3 minutes, it's raining. Heavy rains. She's a goddess of the water over here. And it's amazing the way these things happen. It's almost like the divinities are waiting to be triggered for whatever purpose they serve. And when we visit them and we offer our worship or whatever it is, our acknowledgement or acceptance of them, our happiness at seeing them in their glorious, gorgeous dresses, then what happens is we trigger something. Something is being triggered. Some of us just trigger it better than others. So we don't even have to go and ask for rain. It just starts. Just by visiting that place. And not even knowing what you're doing, basically. It just starts. It just happens. You don't need to ask also. It just happens. It gets triggered. Something gets triggered. And things start to happen. So when people think about trigger points, you know, oh, he got triggered into this emotional display. You know, people talk about triggers, right? In psychology, got triggered, he got triggered. His buttons got pressed, and then he had an emotional display. Why not we transfer the word triggered to this instead, and we say, oh, this got triggered, that got triggered, the flow of money got triggered, rain got triggered, good food got triggered, just by us thinking about this, visiting that place, doing this, doing that. Here we do something, it goes and has an effect somewhere else, and something else happens, which is connected. And they say everything is connected, you know that, correct? Like, something over here that we do triggers something else somewhere else. And they say the whole human body itself is a whole. That's why people go for foot massages, because they touch something or they press something on the foot and then it releases something else in the body. I'm sure everybody here has heard of that. Correct? Acupuncture and then all of these treatments. Acupressure, acupuncture, and certain other triggering mechanisms where you press something and it goes and has an effect somewhere else in the human body. Well, guess what? The whole universe is a set of triggers. You touch this, something gets triggered. You touch that, something gets triggered. So we take it beyond the human body. We take it into space. We touch this, that gets triggered. We touch this, that gets triggered. Now, whether you believe my little rain story or not, it's just that I've seen these things happen so many times now. It's still a wonder. It's still magic. And my eyes do open wide, like, whoa, did that just happen? Yes, it happened. And there's this particular song that, you know, when we're driving through some really particularly hot places where it's not seen rain in like months, if you play that song, it starts to rain. It does. And these are triggers. That song triggers something. And that goes, touches something, and then something else happens. And some people will call it the butterfly effect. It's almost like all the tiles rearrange the whole fabric. And, you know, people talk about the space fabric, right? So all of this rearranges. Just by touching something, something else, you touch this, something else happens, you touch this, something else happens. And people who want to learn more about this, they can contact me. And if they want to solve their soulmate manifestation issues, they can contact me. I can train them and I can solve it for them and help them solve it themselves. So all of us, we study with somebody. We learn science, we learn art, and then we learn geography with teachers, correct? Somebody is there to coach us, guide us, train us, and I'm here to train you. And everything manifestation, but do it in a good way. I only choose good methods to do things. So everything has to be done or will be done in a very nice way, which helps you progress karmically and not take you backwards. And then people understand that, oh my God, I am responsible for my own life. I am responsible for my own life, and whatever I touch, whatever button I press, triggers something else to happen for us. And then when you take it to love, if you start to trigger the right stream of love energy, it will carry to you good news about the person you love. But if somebody triggers the wrong button, it's going to carry to them. Hopefully not. But that's how the universe is designed. A stream of news that they may not like. So fictitious Jane has to decide what is the button she wants to press. What is the trigger mechanism she wants to use? Like, what is it that she's going to trigger? And it has a whole effect. It has a huge effect, and something happens in space that brings back to fictitious Jane the result or fruits of whatever she has triggered. It has to work. That's how the universe is set up. There is a time-space fabric out here. The space is not just space. It's fabric. It's material. Einstein has spoken about this. So science has proven this to be true. There's a space, time-space fabric out there that shifts. It's not an empty space, it's fabric. And so whatever we are putting out there, it's going to trigger something and bring something else back. And I'm basically trained in showing somebody what to trigger, what not to trigger. That's going to bring them back what they want. So a person's thoughts and actions is always going to trigger something. And we need to know what is it that we are triggering by pressing this button or by pressing that button. What is the chain reaction? So everything is a chain reaction. This hits that, that hits that, that hits that, that hits that, and boom, something comes back to us, correct? Served on a plate. It just comes back. Whoa, what is this? I never asked for it. Oh, you ordered it. That's what the universe would say. So if the universe were a waiter, a divine, exotic, divine waiter, and the universe is like, but sir, you ordered this. But ma'am, you ordered this. Just think about it. And the waiter always brings us back food in a restaurant, depending on what we order. So why can't that happen out there in the real world? The universe is a great waiter that brings back what we order exactly the way we ordered it. We have to be careful about what we order. We have to know what we order. We have to know that it's a huge piano out there. The universe is a huge piano, and depending on the keys that we press, that's a sound that's going to come back. And depending on the series of keys that we press, that's the song that's going to come back. That's the tune that's going to be played, the melody. And so here we are sitting at our piano, and we need to make sure our fingers are, flexible and practice a little bit. Okay, my fingers are fine. And then deliberately press the keys for whatever it is that you actually want to see happen. This is conscious creation. And we're all responsible. We're all responsible for whatever it is that we're putting out there, because then we create this universal flow. We're projecting, universe gives back. We're projecting, universe gives back. We're projecting, universe gives back. And here we are in a flow and soulmate manifestation, which is part of Joyful Manifestation, the show. Imagine if you're in a stream where we attract that men love us, women love us, depending on, whatever sex. And we put it out there, and oh, we attract love and marriage. We attract love and marriage all the time. We attract love and marriage from the people that we are interested in, and that is the stream you want to see happen. Not a stream which fictitious Jane inadvertently or unknowingly, she presses some buttons and the stream is full of rejections and cheating and abandonment. Then lack of communication, people not contacting fictitious Jane, her love interest not contacting her, or initially contacting her and then stopping the contact, ignoring her. What is the stream of energy that fictitious Jane has put into motion? She's a conscious creator. She needs to be careful about whatever it is that she puts into motion. Because anything she touches with her mind and actions is going to go hit something. That's going to go hit something. That's going to trigger something else. That's going to trigger something else. And then fictitious Jane is served up a plate of something. Who knows what fictitious Jane triggered? A plate of loss, a plate of abandonment, a plate of who are you? A plate of, oh, he's cheating on you. A plate of, he ignores me. A plate of, he doesn't think I'm attractive. See, these are plates that are being served up by this huge universal waiter. Some people call them the genie. But then the genie always serves us what we ask for. But this waiter serves us what we're putting out, what we're projecting, whatever we're asking for, but in a way where people don't even know that they're asking for the wrong thing. And if you want good fortune, you have to trigger those vibrations that bring back good fortune evidence. Evidence of good fortune. And not put those things out there where evidence of the opposite is attracted. And there is a way to work these things out. And knowing how to work these things out, it's probably the greatest skill that a person should have. There are singers and artists out there who are really successful in their career. But are they successful in their personal lives? Somebody's accusing Taylor Swift of being reptilian. Sorry, but that information's out there. That she practices certain dark magic. Now, I don't know this. And even if I knew it, I wouldn't say that I am confirming it because I'm nobody to do that. But I've read a little bit. It just news and this, I just read it. I'm saying, okay, is that true? But we don't want to say that it's true. But why be a singer of such great heights? I'm not saying that I support her music or that I'm against her music, but I'm saying that why be a singer of such great heights and then have people say these things about you? What is it that she's triggering in the universe? So each person needs to know what they're triggering out there because they're getting served up a plate of the very same thing. And that's what they're getting back. We're at the end of our show, The Good Fortune Show, and we just want to remind everybody here that please do step forward and trigger those things that are going to get you good fortune responses and evidence. Be a conscious creator. Know what you're creating, on what levels, because the whole universe is very powerful. It's a very powerful system. It's a very powerful mechanism that's in place. And every time we do something or think something, we're triggering a very, very, very powerful system out there. Very powerful. And we need to be aware of this all the time. And I want you all to go out into your lives and practice triggering the right things. Attract good fortune, be in joyful manifestation energy, which reminds me, I want to invite you back to listen to the show next week, 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, Friday, 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, the Joyful Manifestation Show. And this is Sugandhi Iyer requesting you to subscribe to both of these shows and show your support. And I'm signing off for today, and I'm going to wish you a fantastic rest of the day.